On the fuel island expense of $1.3 million, this is one of three of the city's fuel islands. We look at it both as a convenience because of all of the vehicles that we have in the city, large vehicles like fire trucks and solid waste trucks, trying to get those in and out of local gas stations is very difficult. On top of that, we use about 550,000 gallons of fuel per year, and we get a, I don't know that I'm supposed to say the amount of our discount, but the discount gives us about a five-year payback on this expense.
Increasing our efficiencies, basically.
Yes.
I think...
And there's quite a bit of new technology that's being installed as part of this as well, correct?
Yes, there's a lot of anti-theft and newer technology that there's a couple of things on this was being completely revamped, along with all of the newer technology that also allows us to track more usage in vehicles. All of the tanks are being removed. They're old anyway, and we're replacing and considerably upsizing the amount of fuel that we can hold.
So we'll recoup our initial investment over time. Also makes for our fire guys, our garbage.
And one of the biggest concerns is, and it doesn't happen very often, but the snowmageddon and those times when fuel is not available, very difficult to find, we have it.
Gene, would it be fair also to point out that, with emergency vehicles like police and fire and ambulance,
we can't afford for them to run out of
fuel. We can't be waiting in line at Walmart fuel line. We have to have our own.
That's a non-starter. That can't happen. All right.